We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
It is 5 on it. On Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody, Rami Makhlouf in. Here's question number 1. Bears temperature check. Based on what Bears. You have seen, heard, or read since the Bears schedule came out, have you changed your predictions or projections on the Bears in any shape or form, for better or for worse?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I want to back off a little bit. I think I came up with 11 wins again this year. Was it 10?
Really?
Something ridiculous like that. And maybe watching training camp and being at the OTAs and knowing the division that the Bears are in, reality has struck a little bit. And maybe I'm altering things just a tad bit and sort of, man, I just want so badly to have a season. And I almost don't care about wins and losses as much as I care about knowing. And I feel like we say this every year, knowing that the Chicago Bears have a quarterback who is going to be around and should be around for many years to come. And I'm not even saying I'll leave the elite and generational part out of it and just say a good quarterback that's going to be around for the next 7 to 9 years. That is the most important thing that I want to see and need to see. I've been reminded, and not just because of Caleb Williams, because of all the different and new parts, including a new head coach, that I have to allow for a little bit more patience and be more concerned with development and getting to a point where your team is going to take off and have sustained success than maybe actually having that win and loss success this year.
Yeah, I'm not quite as optimistic as you, Gro. I had him at 9 wins when the schedule came out, and it's a struggle for me because this time of year, and I think it happened to a lot of us last year with Hard Knocks and drafting Caleb number 1. I think there was optimism was just out of control last year.
To some degree, understandable though.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. And I fell into it some myself, but I told myself after the way that it played out, I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that to myself again. And you and I talked a couple months ago when we were doing the afternoon show. We were out on remote. And yeah. I said, I'm seeing a lot and hearing a lot about how the tone of practice and OTAs was different. And it's much more intense. And Ben Johnson is much more detail-oriented. And we were talking about all the free agent signings, the offensive line, the draft picks. And I said to I have to keep on checking myself. Like when I see I'm scrolling Twitter or whatever and I see a beautiful pass from Caleb Williams dropping into the arms of Rome Odunze and I get a little giddy, I have this inner dialogue where I'm like, dial it back a little bit. don't get too ahead of yourself. Let's see how this thing plays out. But just like you were saying, more than the 9 wins or 11 wins like you said, I want to see that the tracks are being laid down.
That's all we want, man.
For something that's good and sustainable.
Sustainable.
That's more important to me than anything. And I'll believe it when I see it. I have guarded optimism about this Chicago Bears team. And I think I will have guarded optimism at best about this Chicago Bears team until they can string together 2 or 3 good years, and we have a quarterback that looks like he could be a long-term answer.
I know you just got married, but it sounds to me like you have been hurt before.
Yes.
Is what it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, I
me.
Have.
We've all been hurt before.
Yes, I have.
There is a pain that lives in a lot of us. Sometimes it manifests itself in all sorts of different ways, on the microphones, in public, in the wild, the whole thing.
Number 2.
What is your Mount Rushmore of pain? No, that's not the question. What was the most...
Like, hey, wait, that's not on the rundown.
Hey, we allow for improv in the 5 on it. If you want to ask an extra question, you can. Robbie,
we're
write
sticking
that down.
To sports here. It's only the second question. What was the most encouraging aspect of the Cubs' 6-1 win over the Reds on Wednesday?
There was a few things to be excited about. Cade Horton doing what he did. Five plus shutout innings. Now 5 of his last 6 starts, shutout innings. There was the bullpen bouncing back very nicely with Pomeranz, Kittredge, and Keller combining for 3 scoreless. Palencia stumbled a little bit, but ultimately no harm, no foul, and he hadn't pitched in a while, so maybe a little rust to shake off there. But man, that offense is what makes this thing go. And seeing a crooked number up there, seeing, what was it, three home runs, or was it 4?
Three home runs. Suzuki, and Swanson, and Happ.
That more than anything made me all warm and fuzzy and feel good about this Cubs team and feel like maybe, just maybe, this rut that they're in, they're climbing out of it here a little bit, and the arrow will be pointing up moving forward starting tomorrow in St. Louis.
I'll answer this question in a second, but I got a little bit of in-game Ooh. Breaking news here. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news
no
on the score.
is
brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Couple things, actually, here. Rookie infielder Chase Meidroth sent to the injured list by the White Sox with a right thumb contusion.
Oh, no!
Which is a bruise. Contusions always sound worse. It's a devastating word.
Why do they do that?
You're contused. That's a problem. The other one, too, is I meant to mention this a little bit earlier. Brad Biggs was reporting, as I'm sure other reporters are reporting. Cole Kmet was back out there after Good. It had been feared that he had suffered an injury. So just a little in-game breaking news for you there. What stood out to me about the best part about the Cubs game last night? I mean, you said it to begin with, and we talked about Andrew Kittredge and what he did. Strikes out the side in the 7th after giving up the 3-run bomb. The Spencer Steer the day before. So Kittredge was big. But I will generalize it and say the return of the offense, you know, after having lost the first 2 games of this series with a combined 3 runs, and you even go back to the Baltimore series, which they won, but low volume scoring, to have put up 6 runs in this game and to have done it, as you mentioned, with the home runs, which is what the Cubs have depended upon to get their runs in a lot of cases this year. They were back yesterday. Let's hope it portends good things for them.
Just like in football, how offense can affect defense and how you can play, what you can throw at the other team. Scoring runs changes how a pitcher can attack a lineup. So score more runs and you might see the starting pitching and the relievers start to be a little bit more effective and more successful in their attack of opposing lineups.
Honestly, it's such a great point because, like, Cade Horton, for the Cubs scored late runs yesterday, so Cade Horton was sweating it
yes.
for a while,
yes.
and he goes 5 2/3 and allowed 0 runs, and maybe he's the answer.
Maybe
that's the best part about yesterday's Cubs game.
Number 3.
Yesterday, Andrew Kittredge threw an immaculate inning just one day after he got booed by the fans in Wrigley after ruining a great start by Shota Imanaga. Here's what he had to say yesterday about being booed.
Listen, I feel like I deserved to be booed last night. And, it was somewhat embarrassing performance. So, you know, I know that it kind of comes with the territory a little bit. So I try not to read too much into it and just try to be confident when I take them out.
The question here on Five on It, is it okay if fans boo their own team?
Yeah, it's okay. I don't like booing. It's always made me uncomfortable, but I obviously fans are paying the price that they pay. You are allowed to boo when you see things. And I actually thought that the Andrew Kittredge booing was warranted, not because of Kittredge, just because of the whole situation going on with the Cubs, that Milwaukee has overtaken the Cubs. The Cubs have been in a bad slump. The bullpen has been slumping a little bit. I don't think that's Cubs fans with a direct boo at Kittredge. I think that's Cubs fans finally being like, that's it. Can't handle this anymore. You're about to get booed more because of the situation. Of course, they hated that Kittredge gives up the three-run bomb to Spencer Steer, but that felt more generalized to me. And I'll say it. Look, I think that I'm thinking about the booing scenarios that have occurred through the decades with the Cubs. Cubs fans have been pretty fair. I'm sure there are times when it hasn't been fair, but for the most part, when Cubs fans are booing, it's justified.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I've done it. I have no shame in that.
Do you remember the last person you booed?
Was it
Todd Hundley?
I can't say that I do. I'm sure if I had been to a Bulls game recently, I would have booed them.
Was it Josh Giddey you booed?
At some point in time.
Only praise.
I compare being a sports fan to being, and obviously one is far more important than the other, but being, you know, a good American or being patriotic. If you don't like, and this isn't a critique of any particular candidate, any particular side of the political spectrum.
Dump them.
If you're not happy with what's going on, be vocal about it. And you're not being vocal about it because you hate the person or you hate your country.
Right.
You're being vocal about it because you love that team or you love your country and you want it to be better. And you're being vocal about it so that the people who can make it better hear you and try to do the things they need to do to make it better. So I have no problem with it whatsoever. Booing is part, to me, is part of being a good sports fan, is being vocal about the team that you love and saying, be better.
Yeah, so to some degree, to a large degree even, fans hold players accountable. Even if Kreger is not going in the locker room and kicking over tables, we are.
Right.
So which player in your time living in Chicago and being a Chicago sports fan do you think you've hated the most or wanted to boo the most?
Well, I was kind of with everybody. There was the Todd Hundley was booed badly at Wrigley Field, rounding the bases. What was he doing? He flipped off the crowd, though, Todd Hundley, Randy Hundley's son. That was kind of a nightmare. So I was, as a person who, like I said, not comfortable with booing, I can't imagine how much that stings a human being to be booed by 40,000 people, so I feel that for them. But Todd Hundley, I think, is the last time I remember. You know, hey, 2016, if I'm not mistaken, I think Jason Hayward was booed sometimes.
I think you're right.
Like, I think by his seventh straight grounder to second base, his eighth straight 4-3 put out, there was some murmurs. And understandably, he was well paid, was Jason Hayward by the Chicago Cubs. So,
I don't know if my answer to that question, Robbie, is like recency bias or being prisoner of the moment, but Matt Eberflus and the Bears last year. I don't know where were they at when he was fired? 6-7 game losing streak, which eventually turned into 10.
Yeah, right after the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, that was for me probably the most frustrated and angry and hateful I've been towards a person or an organization.
Oh, yeah.
in a long, long time.
By the way, every team's fan base is different with booing. Bears fans are ready.
Oh, yeah.
To boo. And here's one that I remember that I will say was justified again. Even if I was squirming and I was feeling uncomfortable about it, going into that 2019 season, man, we had a celebration all summer for the Bears. We were parading down Michigan Avenue.
They won another offseason.
Another offseason. I think Chance the Rapper was scheduled to sing at this big parade they were having. There were big trucks on Lakeshore Drive. And then the Bears opening up against the Packers at Soldier Field in 2019. Mitch Trubisky, your quarterback. The Bears lose the game like 6-3 or 3-0. There was booing in the second series of the game. It was unbelievable.
Because we'd seen this before and we knew where it was going.
Oh, right. Yeah. Just the excitement. It was like Bears fans crying. Yeah. It was like, we are so high and so ready for what a lot of people thought was a Super Bowl season.
There was a lot of booing last season after with their first quarter struggles and first drive struggles when we'd see another 3-and-out.
Oh, yeah.
You'd hear boos raining down from the Soldier Field faithful constantly.
100%.
Number four.
Five on it continues on 670 The Score with Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf in for Raheemian Harris. Here's the fourth question. Today's August 7th, and on this date in baseball history, Cubs Hall of Fame pitcher Greg Maddux won his 300th game against the Giants in San Francisco. Who is your favorite Cubs pitcher of all time? Cubs fans over here.
That's a tough one. Maddux is definitely my knee-jerk reaction is maybe to say Greg Maddux. Carlos Zambrano is up there too.
I like the Briano pronunciation. I love it.
I wish it could have been Mark Pryor, but we all know how that story started and ended very quickly. For me, it's Kerry Wood. I don't know that anybody gave me more enjoyment, was more electric, was more exciting to watch pitch than Kerry Wood was. I told this story last week when I was here with Marshall, the 20 strikeout game. I remember very, very vividly going to my car in between classes in college to listen to the Cubs game and realizing something special is happening here, and deciding to skip my afternoon classes to go home and watch the rest of that performance on WGN.
You're a real one, man.
So it's probably Kerry Wood. I think the answer to this one is Kerry Wood for me.
That's hilarious, man. I mean, yeah, we all remember. I was outside of a gym in Lincoln, Illinois, where I was doing radio, waiting to work out, and had to stay in my car and listen to Pat Hughes on the radio.
Skip the workout.
Yeah,
it was a 20 strikeout
game. I had a very good workout that day. I was so adrenalized, man.
You're motivated.
Oh, dude. My favorite Cubs pitcher of all time is Mark Pryor. Is Mark
really?
Pryor. I just, like, I loved, like, maybe it's just that season, 2003, and I know how it ended and how awful it was, but that man, the promise that he had, the natural windup, the ability, the fastball, the curveball, every, like, that guy was just 18-6 in that 2003 season with a 2.43 ERA. He was a 7.4 WAR guy that year. Even his rookie year was fun to watch. I loved Mark Pryor. To me, it's always been one of the great disappointments, though, simultaneously in Chicago sports history. Mark Pryor.
I would say him and Derrick Rose, probably the greatest what-ifs of my lifetime as a Chicago sports fan.
And they contributed a lot. I'll raise you a Tommy Harris.
That's
of the Chicago Bears.
One. Yeah.
Right? Like these phenomenal, great starts to their career and then just never found it again. Although, they left a mark, no doubt about it.
Number five.
Last question on Five on It with Raheemian Harris. It's a life question. What's the best thing you've done this summer in Chicago, and have you wasted your summer in Chicago?
Man, that is such a great question, because I think that the spirit of this question, for me at least, was the fact that I did not go to Lollapalooza this year, and I kind of wanted to go to Lollapalooza this year because there were some acts that I'm
You can
like,
still do that, huh?
I know. I can't
throw myself into the fray of a Lollapalooza.
Trust me, it's hard. Yeah. It ain't easy. It's not like I walk in there and like, oh, yeah, this is simple. I'm over here. I'm over there. No. It has gotten decidedly more complicated for me. This is part of why I didn't go.
Do you get in the mosh pit?
No.
Do they still have mosh pits?
No.
Is that still a
thing?
No. I hang out on the outside.
Okay.
I don't try to push my way forward. No.
Yeah.
That's how it's different for me than when I was going to Lollapalooza, when it was a touring act. But after I didn't go, and this year I just happened to have moved very close to Grant Park, where I live, so I could literally hear some of the echoes of the sounds.
Yeah.
I see the mass of humanity walking around the city and getting off the red lines and all in my area, the area that I roam. And so then I got serious FOMO. I was so, like, so I feel like I've been wasting my summer so far. I've been to zero street festivals. I haven't been to any concerts. I need to. This is the only way I can make this up, is if I make it to the System of a Down concert, which is about a month from now at Soldier Field. And I always love the air show, too. So I've got time, but it's been a very disappointing summer so far for me.
I might say I've wasted it to some degree. Me and my now wife, we live in Milwaukee, but every year we will do like a Chicago day or a Chicago weekend since we've been together. It's just a thing that we do during the summer. We'll go and get a nice hotel, do the river walk, stop at a few different watering holes, get a drink, try some good restaurants. This year we got married this summer, so we were busy.
Congrats again, by the way.
We were busy planning that, and that's a lot. That's a lot on your plate,
dude.
So we didn't get a chance to do that. I would say my best Chicago moment this summer was my bachelor party. So it was, and this is probably tame to a lot of guys and what their bachelor party. I just saw a friend of a friend who had his bachelor party. It was like 40 guys, 3 days. There was a golf outing, a Cubs game, and a steakhouse, and God knows what else. Mine was pretty tame compared to that. Went to a Cubs game. It was me and my brother and like 4 or 5 of our mutual friends. Went to a Cubs game, went and got a good meal afterwards, stopped at a few bars in Wrigleyville, and then capped it off with an early visit to a local gentleman's club. So,
perfect.
To me, that's a solid what? Chicago day right
Perfection,
there.
Perfection, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you two guys over there? Have you guys wasted your summers, or have you done something good that you'd like to discuss?
I think I've wasted it, but I've spent so much time at Wrigley Field this summer, just going to games or also working there as well, and I don't think there's a better place to be in Chicago during the summer.
No.
I love Wrigley
It's
Field.
My happy place.
I think it's like truly such a great place to be, but I have not done any of the concert stuff, but I do jump in the lake often, and that's my favorite thing to do. I love jumping in the
don't
lake.
Don't do that.
Go jump in a, hey, go jump in a lake, will you?
Hey, why don't you jump in a lake there, buddy?
Go suck an egg while you're at it.
I've had some pretty good highlights so far this summer. You know, Layla and Marshall singing the seventh inning stretch. We were there
dope.
At Wrigley.
Yeah.
That was cool. Very cool moment. I just hung out over the weekend at 31st Street Beach for my cousin's birthday. Had a whole family gathering over there. That was really fun. So I can't say I've wasted it, but I do need to really do some more, get out here in these streets before the end of the summer.
By the way, going to the gentleman's club early, highly recommended.
Really?
Yeah. Like right when the doors open.
Beat the crowd.
Oh, nice.
The only ones there. You get a lot of attention. You know what I mean?
It's a senior citizen crowd. Senior nakedness.
The buffet is still hot. You know what I'm saying?
Stay away from the buffet, man.
Fresh.
Yeah.
I can't trust it. I don't even know how to top that. But I started golfing this summer. The golf courses in Chicago, low-key amazing. I love golfing in this city.
I love how you love Chicago. I really do.
Like, I really love this place. Like, even though I have a lot of Detroit in me, I want to be here for the long term.
I know.
I love this city.
You got a great combo, and I know you joke around about Detroitness. I mean, this goes for Port, too. You guys should keep your fandoms. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
All right, cool.
I know you guys both love Chicago. I'm not going to take Bears. Matter of fact, bring that big bag of Bears over here when you can, Robbie. Do me that favor.
I love Chicago.
Let's get back into the Cubs vibes next. Let's go back to Wrigley Field, because that's where Ryan Sweeney hangs out. He is of the Marquee Sports Network, a former Cub. He was doing pre and post the last couple of days. So we want to talk to Ryan Sweeney about what's been going down with the Cubs. It is the Raheemy and Harris Show featuring today that guy, Rami Makhlouf, and me, Mark Rohde, on the screen.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
That is drilled left field on a line. Back door into the basket. Swanson drills that one. Back to left. Gone! Fly ball left field. Fraley back. That one.
So good to hear Bukshambi shouting out a bunch of home runs last night. And a nice 6-1 win over the Reds, as you saw on the Marquee Sports Network. If you were watching the game last night, Cubs win, salvage a game in the series, and still lose 2 out of 3 to the Cincinnati Reds. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show, Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf in for those two today, and let's talk more about the Cubs. Now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Ryan Sweeney of the Marquee Sports Network. Download the Circa app today. He does the pre and post for the Marquee Sports Network, a network analyst as well. I've seen him doing the actual games as well. You know he's a former outfielder because he played for the Cubs. He played for the Sox. He played for the Oakland A's. Ryan Sweeney, what's going on, man? You're on the Score.
So how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing well, man. How much of a relief was yesterday, not just because you salvaged a game in the series, but the offense actually came to play yesterday?
Well, yeah, it's huge. And I mean, that's a big confidence booster too, going into an off day like today and then going to St. Louis. You want to have a happy plane flight, right? So it's those guys, you know, being able to come out there and salvage a win yesterday was big. I think if you looked at the last two series where you're playing the Orioles and the Reds, you'd like to come out more on top of than you have been, but it's the Milwaukee Brewers just do not lose, man. But I tell you what, the offense looked good yesterday, and I think that's what they've been doing all year. They've just been in a little bit of a skid as of late.
If I told you, Ryan Sweeney, in April that come, you know, early August, the Cubs have 66 wins, have a top three lineup in baseball, haven't lost more than 3 games in a row, haven't been swept all season, where would you think this team is? How secure a hold do you think, would you say, they'd have on the NL Central?
Yeah, 100%. You would think they'd be in first place by a large amount. And like I said, the Cubs, it's interesting because they're playing pretty much 500 baseball since the All-Star break, but they played so well at the beginning of the season that you take a look and it feels like they're doing so bad right now, and they have the second best record in the NL. So they're not playing bad baseball. It's just been as of late. I think a lot of times, and we've seen this in the last couple of years, where the Cubs play really, really good against good teams. And then sometimes, I mean, look, anybody can get beat on any given night in the big leagues. But in certain situations where they play, you know, not so well against bad teams or teams that you think that they should beat. And I said it on the show the other night, you know, the Cubs coming out of the All-Star break, the first half was tough and they played well. And then in the second half, they have the third easiest schedule in the big leagues. But that doesn't matter to me. I mean, you're playing a lot of teams in the division and you're going back and forth, and no series or game is a guarantee. So now you go into St. Louis, you need to take care of business, and you have a big five-game series because you have a doubleheader against Milwaukee coming up that's probably, I don't want to say make or break for first place in the division, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, I mean, five-game series, August 18th is when that starts. That should be on Cubs' minds right now as we're talking to Ryan Sweeney of the Marquee Sports Network on the Raheem and Harris Show, Grody and Maklouf filling in for the show here today. You were kind of indicating what is true, Ryan, and that is human nature sometimes dictates that when the competition is not the same, there could be a natural letdown. But that is dangerous territory, and the Cubs got mixed up in some of that the last couple years when they had identical 83-79 records. Who is it on to make sure that happens? Or should I say, should Craig Counsell be like, hey guys, like, should there be a, we got to get up for this series speech? Should that be done by the players in the clubhouse? How can we change that for the Cubs and any team that is interested in getting up for the lesser teams?
I think it's more so on the players, but look, I don't think a guy goes into it and be like, hey, this is going to be an easy series to win. I think it's changed a lot over the last few years too, just because the standpoint is, it's all about who you're going up and facing and pitching too, right? I mean, I think, look, in going to the games and a normal fan going in and watching can see, a lot of dudes are throwing 98 to 100 miles an hour now. So don't get me wrong, even if the team doesn't have a good record, you can run into a buzzsaw of pitching and you know, not play very well. So it's one of those things where I think if the Cubs were hot like they were in the beginning of the year, yeah, they probably sweep the Reds. But you only win one game out of three, it's tough. But now you're going against the struggling Cardinals. You have to go in there and handle business and at least keep winning series.
I don't think it's any coincidence, Ryan, that this offense has sputtered as Kyle Tucker has sort of sputtered. How concerned should we be about him and sort of the power outage in his game since that finger injury in the first week in June?
Well, I said, and you know, I don't know to the extent of what the finger injury is. Look, it's hard enough to hit when you don't have ailments. And I've played through a, you know, dislocated and tore the ligament off my finger and played with it for the whole year. So it's one of those things where you kind of just got to block it out. But I think for Kyle Tucker, and I said it yesterday on the show, look, he is in a little bit of a skid. He's hitting 271. He's a career 274 hitter, so the average is there. I think as of late, too, it's just been, he said it yesterday, he's just not getting into hitters' counts where, you know, that's huge at this day and age. I mean, now, even in hitters' counts, you're not guaranteed to see a fastball. He said he's just swinging through a few pitches that in the beginning of the season he was driving. I mean, I think we saw in spring training when he kind of went through this little bit of a scuffle, but you know, I think he's going to come out of it. I think in certain situations right now, he's still taking his walks, but in situations where we saw him earlier in the year, you know, get runners in scoring position and drive the ball in the gap, now he's hitting the ball on the ground and he's not getting that offensive production that you'd like to see out of him. So, you know, I mean, obviously he's a great player. He's played in the World Series. He's a top of the order lineup guy. I think he's just going to have to hit himself out of it.
The Cubs are off today at St. Louis tomorrow with Matt Boyd on the mound. We know he has been great. I heard you and Cole Wright talking about Cade Horton's performance last night. Mm-hmm. 5 2/3, did not allow a run, just 2 hits, 6 strikeouts. And my favorite category for a lot of pitchers is 0 walks. What do you make of this kid so far, Ryan?
He's been outstanding. I mean, in coming up, in talking to Counsell, I actually did the game. I think it was in New York, and he was just coming up a couple months ago. And, you know, he's like, we know that this guy's an outstanding athlete. It's just going to be between the ears. Can he handle it mentally coming out with the ups and downs of playing in the big leagues? And he has handled it tremendously. I mean, he just continues to get better. Look, the guy hasn't given up a run since the All-Star break. So he continues to get better. He's developing his changeup. I talked about it. Opponents have a 118 batting average off of his changeup. So he just continues to go out there and gets confidence. And look, he's throwing hard too. I mean, I think the thing is, you know, I don't necessarily like it, and it's just my opinion on it. It's like, you know, I get that you have to limit his innings. And yesterday being up was probably a good opportunity to get him out where he had only thrown 67 pitches because he was very efficient. But I think when it comes down to playoff time and whatever, you want to see Cade Horton go deep into ball games because he's your best pitcher right now, along with Boyd and Shota.
How concerning has the recent hiccup or bump in the road, whatever you want to call it, has been for the bullpen for this Cubs team?
Yeah, I just think, look, they're so good early on in the year, so you set the expectations and the bar really, really high, right? So I think now we've seen it before. Unfortunately, when you have guys, I mean, look, Boyd and Shota have gone 7 or 8 innings, but the day of the throwing a complete game, unless guys' pitch counts are low, we don't see it very much. So the bullpen gets used a lot. So you go into the second half of the year, and I'm sure a lot of them would say they were feel healthy and feel good, but maybe sometimes you leave pitches out over the middle of the plate, or you're not as sharp, or you're just coming in a situation where you just don't get the job done. I mean, I think the Kittredge pickup was huge. I mean, I think we saw him the other night. He came in and gave up 4 runs, but then, you know, Craig Counsell got him right back out there, and he throws the immaculate inning yesterday and throws 9 pitches. So, and he's still throwing. He's got a lot of appearances, and he was throwing 97, 96 the other day. So I don't think it's necessarily, and we hear it all the time from these starting pitchers and the bullpen for that matter, but it's just all about going out there and executing your pitches.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clinic. You're right, what Kittredge did, giving up a 3-run bomb the day before, and then to do what he did last night. That's a veteran. That's how you get things done. So that was beautiful. A little bit of Bears news here, if I might hear. Bears right tackle Darnell Wright, per Brad Biggs, just left practice early. Sorry, Rami. Came up awkward in the final period. So hopefully the Bears starting right tackle is okay. Man.
Yeah, need him.
Yeah, you do. Were you in the marquee suite with Wanstead and the rest of the crew, the big happy family of Bears and Cubs in the marquee booth the other night?
They actually came in before pregame. They shot some stuff and taped some things. So I was in there and got to talk to them for a little bit when they did the segment with Cole, actually during the pregame show. But I was not up in the suite. I just stayed in the studio and watched the game.
Speaking of Cole, I've got 2 questions about Cole Wright, because he may be a man after my own heart, because I just give out nicknames to people whether they want them or not. Have you always been Sween Dog, or is that Cole Wright?
You know what? So, you know, I had other nicknames growing up, but people did call me Sween Dog. They actually called my dad Sween Dog when he was in college playing for football. But, you know, I mean, I haven't heard it for a while, and then Cole just started calling me that when we started the show 5 years ago, and it just kind of stuck.
I love it. I think as time goes on, maybe we need to have you on a couple more times, but then I think I want to call
Sween
you Sween Dog.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to.
Hey, you can call me whatever you want.
Sween Dog, I appreciate it, man. And then the other thing is Cole Wright getting his pickles? Because he loves the pickles, we have noticed, by way of his commercials.
He does. Those commercials are outstanding. Cole Wright loves some pickles.
Keep the pickles coming. Keep them coming, man. Enjoy the day. Will you be with Marquee in any of the games in this series, Cole? Or Cole? Mr. Sweeney? Sween Dog?
No, I have off this series. Okay. I'm trying to think when my next one is. I think I have the Angels, the Giants. But yeah, I'm going to play some golf tomorrow and relax.
Nice. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime.
Yep. That is Ryan Sweeney, former Cub, former White Sox, former Oakland A. Am I missing a team? Oh, Red Sox. He's lived
a big... that's right, yeah.
Which one doesn't belong? That would be the Oakland A's or wherever they play. Sacktown.
They don't have a city right now.
They don't
call themselves the Sacramento A's, and they're not yet the Las Vegas A's, and they're certainly not the Oakland A's. They're a team without a city.
That is so sad. A team without an identity. I'm glad we got to the bottom, though, of Sween Dog. I love a dog named, you know, like Coom Dog.
It just dawned on me, and I don't want you to force it by any means. We've worked together a number of times. No nickname for me. from Grody.
Hmm.
A little hurt. Hmm. A little hurt. I don't want to force it, but I am. I've noticed
that some do people call you Mac?
I get Mac. I get Rom Dog.
Oh, I do like Rom Dog. That sounds strong.
Our boss, Mitch Rosen, he'll go with Romalicious. He just called me Romalicious.
I feel really bad.
Wait, in the hallway?
Yeah.
Romalicious. Like the Fergie remix?
Romulus?
Gotten Romulus?
Oh, Romulus.
Yeah, I've gotten...
Nice to meet you, Lonnie.
I've gotten Lonnie. I haven't done Ray. I've done Robbie. I did that. Bobby Tree, or just Tree, when we first came. Remember that? Remember when we first started here?
I want that to pick back up. I like the Tree.
Yeah, you're right. I've been a little bit lax with the Tree. Because I'm always moving on to the next, man. I'm always moving on.
Hey, Stinger. Yeah. Oh, man.
Coming up, we're going to talk more Bears. We'll try to get you up to date on some of the notes out at Hallis Hall. We'll have a full report coming up as far as the Bears are concerned. I'm looking at my... Chris Emma will join us at 1:25 for the full Bears hit. It is the Raheemy and Harris Show featuring today that guy, Rami Makhlouf, and me, Mark Grody.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The score.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Is the number two spot completely up for grabs, or does Tyreek or Nashawn have a leg up on anybody else?
I think it's completely up for grabs. I think as you saw it out there today, you know, you saw some guys, some different guys going out there with the ones. That's how you develop the very best defense that you can, is create as much competition as you can. Let the tape make the decision.
Make no mistake, there is competition going on in the Bears' secondary. Just heard from Dennis Allen, the Bears' fresh defensive coordinator. We'll get into that here in a little bit on the Harris and Rahimi show, being manned today by Rami Makhlouf and Mark Grody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Per Brad Biggs, once again, right tackle Darnell Wright leaving practice early today, came up awkward in the final period, per Biggs' eyewitness account. Like I said, we'll have Chris Emma on in just a little bit, 125 to be specific, and we'll let Emma tell us what he saw and everything that he is hearing in regards to that. The good news from earlier today for the Bears on the health front also was tight end Cole Kmet practicing this morning after leaving Tuesday's session early. Not surprising, as he's never missed a regular season game in his career, as Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune reminds us. I can remind our listeners, but I don't think that there's any reason to, the up and down and sometimes bad season that Tyreek Stevenson had last year for the Bears. We all know his greatest football sin against Washington, but it was an up and down season for Tyreek Stevenson. And not as good as what he had done the year before, where he showed the promise, I thought, and then the momentum did not carry into his second year. So now he is in a situation because of, all of a sudden, whoa, Nashawn Wright is the interrupter in this secondary. It's not Terrell Smith, who I kept saying might get more play. And it turns out that it's Nashawn Wright, and there is competition. We know Jalen Johnson is going to be a starting cornerback. We think he's going to be ready for the first game. But this is Tyreek Stevenson on the competition that is going on that Dennis Allen just referred to.
Competition's been great. It's competition all over the board. Everybody's, you know, everybody's position is pretty much up for grabs, as they say, because at the end of the day, the best men need to be on the field to make sure that this team win. And what I've been doing is I've been coming in, putting in daily deposits every day, meeting with the coaches extra, coming in early, doing anything I have to do to, you know, prove to this team and to these coaches that I'm the guy for the other side. Other than that, just doing my job.
Love that terminology, putting in daily deposits. And I think, Rami, he's got to. Even though he's very confident, even after everything that happened last year,
yeah.
Like he was very confident when he spoke to us about everything. But what a massive year for him, and he's saying the right things early.
And I'm still, I wouldn't say high on Tyreek Stevenson, but still believe that player we saw in his rookie year is in there somewhere. I'm not going to let one really bad moment and one sort of step back type of season for him in his second year in the NFL completely take me off of Tyreek Stevenson. And no disrespect to Nashawn Wright, not that he can't win the job if he outperforms Tyreek Stevenson, but I think he's more there as somebody to push Tyreek Stevenson and get the best out of him. And the Bears want Tyreek to win that job, and because they see the potential, they see the ceiling for that guy that we all saw in his rookie year. And I still think that that's in there somewhere. Only one of those guys is going to play opposite Jalen Johnson whenever he's healthy and on the field. Having cornerback depth is not a bad thing, so I'm glad Nashawn Wright is making it interesting right now. But ultimately, I think it will be it is Tyreek Stevenson's job to lose, so to speak, and he'll probably be the guy opposite Jalen Johnson as long as he keeps reacting the right way to this competition that's going on right now.
Tyreek Stevenson is the most talented option, for sure.
Yes.
He is a more talented player
yes.
than Nashawn Wright. He is a more talented player than Terrell Smith. Not a more talented player than Jalen Johnson, but he's the most talented guy option there. Is he the better player for the position? That's what the coaching staff will determine, including Ben Johnson. Here's what Ben Johnson told him.
Just controlling it, being a pro. At the end of the day, that's really the message that you know is getting portrayed to me. Just learning how to be a pro, how to go about your business every day, and pretty much controlling my personality. You know, sometimes you got to tone it down. Sometimes you got to let it explode. But at other times, it has to be at the right level. And that's what I got to learn to do to be a part of this team. I feel like it's a big year. I feel like last year was a big year. My rookie year, every year is a big year because, you know, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and play in the NFL. And every down counts. So every year is a big year. Every down is big to me.
That's true. That's a great truth. And I'm glad Ben Johnson is getting through to him in that regard. Because he is. Like, Tyreek Stevenson just feels like a guy that is young that you have to get through to. More breaking news brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. It's one of those days, guys. Kyler Gordon headed to the locker room at the start of the last period of this ongoing Bears practice and has not returned. Something to monitor, according to our friend Scott Bear from the Marquee Sports Network. Rami, there's going to be days like this.
What is happening?
What is happening?
What is happening?
What has happened to us? Please help. Please hold me. Please help.
Are we going to change our tune on these physical practices we've been so happy and excited about?
Oh, no.
Guys keep on dropping.
That's what's coming.
Ben Johnson's practices are too physical. He needs to take it easy on these guys.
The league needs to take a look at what Ben Johnson is doing.
It's the herd.
Just like, what'd you say, Robbie?
I said, it's the herd.
Yeah.
That's a Colin Coward take right there.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. So, and these are, this could be nothings. We don't know. These are just reporters telling you what they are seeing. And these are two players, Darnell Wright and Kyler Gordon, who left practice early today.
The Darnell Wright thing really concerns me.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, like you said, we're just getting it in real time, what these guys are observing from camp. I'd feel a lot better if you know, Chris Emma came on at 125 and he was like, yeah, it was nothing. Darnell Wright's fine.
Maybe that'll happen.
You know what I mean?
It'd make me
feel a whole lot better.
In the meantime, Chris Emma had a question for Tyreek Stevenson.
What do you think from last year that you want to carry with you or put behind you as you look forward to this season?
Carry with me? I would just say keep my same aggression and my mentality when I'm in the game. Put behind me just pretty much anything that shows negative on my resume, pretty much. That come technique, that come game situations, that come with any little thing, not hustling, not showing effort that I need to in certain plays. So anything like that, I just want to put behind me.
You use that as motivation, but last season for you individually, I mean, is that something that drives you through this offseason, is drives you into this season, or are you really kind of looking just forward to the future?
Myself, I drive myself every day. I'm my family. I'm the only son. I'm the big brother. So my life pretty much drives me every day. I don't use anything external to drive me because at the end of the day, that can die out. So my life, my story drives me every day.
I love the question and the answer. I love that Emma was like, hey, is there anything that you could think of that you might want to put behind you from the happened last? And he said,
Any particular moment, maybe?
It's so beautiful the way. But like Emma softened it up a little bit for him. He didn't talk about what actually happened.
It's a pillow.
Anything in particular that you might be thinking of that didn't go quite as planned last year that you'd like to put behind you, mister? And he said that, anything that shows negative on my resume.
Anything come to mind when I say DC? Anything? Anything in particular?
I don't want to give it away, but was there anything with the crowd that you might want to put behind you, the interaction? Because we all have interaction sometimes with the crowd. When we come back, we're going to talk more Bears because we're going to take a stab at this whole Micah Parsons thing. I have yet to really talk about Micah Parsons,
yes,
who is available with the Dallas Cowboys, is not available with the Dallas Cowboys, but there are some creative potential trades, including one that was lined up for the Bears. We'll talk about Micah Parsons. We'll also talk about the joint practice that is coming up, and then we got Emma at 125, like we said, to clear up some of these injury concerns that are happening for the Bears. It's all happening on the Raheem and Harris Show with Grody and Mac on the Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.